tonight. We got a good group here. You know, I noticed that when you came to the aisle, you had Santana's hand in your hand, didn't you? Didn't you hold her hand when you were carrying?
This is Ashley.
Oh, Ashley. What's that?
Ashley.
That's one, Ashley. You had her hand when you walked down, didn't you? What does that mean when you hold somebody's hand?
We hold their hands.
Yes. When somebody hold, how do you feel when someone holds your hand?
Good.
You feel good. Why do you feel good when someone holds your hand?
I feel like I'm being, like, someone's caring about me.
Ah.
Because we're being loved.
You're being loved, someone's caring about you.
But if
you like it when someone holds your hand?
We hold our hand and it feels good.
It does feel good, doesn't it? You feel loved and you feel cared for. And you know, there are a lot of people in this world that have no one to hold their hands. And there are a lot of people in this world who'd like to shake someone's hand or hold someone's hands, and sometimes they can't do it. They can't bring themselves to share the love they have within them that they don't really believe they have with someone else. When I do weddings, I have the two people turn and face each other and hold hands when they say the vows in which they pledge their love to one another. When I was your age, my father took me to New York City. He worked in New York City, so I spent a lot of time there in that big city. It's a big, big, big city. And one day we were walking down one of the major streets, looking in the windows at all the shops, and I had my hand in my father's hand. And I released it momentarily so that I could take a better look inside this window. And after I saw what I was looking at, I reached up again to grab the hand and started walking down. But something felt different about that hand. I looked up and it wasn't my father's. I had grabbed a stranger's hand. And how do you think I felt?
You felt good.
I was afraid because it wasn't my father, and my father was watching over me, and it's easy to get lost in a big city. And I knew as long as I had my hand in my father's hand, I would never be lost. And I looked up and I had some, and he was just as surprised as I was. He said, "Who the heck are you?" And I'm like, "Who the heck are you?" And all of a sudden, here came my father back to take my hand so that we could continue our walk down the road. There are times where things like that happen in our lives, where we have someone in our head. When I'm with my wife, Rose, and we walk down the street together, we often do it hand in hand because we like to know that we're near and close to each other and that we care for each other. And we're not embarrassed by it. Now, let me tell you this. Today is Easter. And Easter is a very, very... Why is Easter important?
God was risen.
God was risen. And what does it mean? What was he risen from? He wasn't what anymore? Jesus wasn't...
dead.
Jesus wasn't dead anymore. He was alive. In other words, he could not remain dead. You know why? Because his Father raised him up. His heavenly Father was with him the entire time he was on that cross, and was with him after that cross, and was with him and raised him up, and is with him now. In other words, Jesus knew he was never alone. He knew that his hand was always in the hand of whom? His heavenly Father. His God, who was his heavenly Father, who he knew loved him with an everlasting love, who promised he would never leave him, never abandon him, never reject him. So Jesus knew that wherever he went, his Father was with him, because his Father had his hand in Jesus' own hand. And what we see in the cross is that the Father, God, who was with him before he died, was also with him after he died. So death didn't matter, did it? Because the Father was with him. So that even after he died, he knew that he was going to be with the Father. You can never die when you're with the Father. And that's our promise. Every one of us is loved by God, is loved by the Father. And our hand is in the hand of our Heavenly Father, who says, "I am with you now And even when you come to the end of your life, as eventually we do, I'm still going to be with you. And we are going to be together forever and ever and ever and ever, and nothing is going to ever separate us. I'll never drop your hand. I'll never reject your hand. But together, hand in hand, we're going to go through eternity forever. Now, isn't that a wonderful promise?
Yeah.
Okay, let's all hold hands as we pray together, okay? Let's go all wired up here. Do you want to grab my hand? Take my pinky there. Thank you, Santana. Let's pray. Gracious God, thank you for loving us forever, for always being there for us, that we can never lose you because you refuse to ever let us go. And on this special day, may we be reminded, and even on days in which it isn't Easter, may we continue to remind ourselves and others that Jesus is alive. He's in our midst, he's in our hearts, and he's with us forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.